It's Christmas Eve, and most recently we have been studying Matthew's account of the birth narratives of the Lord Jesus Christ. And on these last 2 days, we want to think more specifically of Luke's account. Luke, of course, gives us the fullest account. And of the traditions of Christmas that we treasure, we associate most of those treasures with what Luke has given us. Think of Luke's situation. Can you imagine trying to decide whether you should attempt something for the Lord, realizing that it had already been done before? It had not only been done before, but it had been done twice. It had not only been done twice before, but it had been done perfectly twice before. And it had not only been done perfectly twice before, but it was done by predecessors who had a great advantage over any effort you could offer, because Matthew and Mark knew the Lord Jesus Christ personally in the days of his flesh. But in spite of those realities, Luke determined to make his own contribution. And in making that contribution, he taught us things about Christmas that we would have never known if he hadn't gone ahead. We would have never known about the manger. We would never have known of the swaddling clothes. We would never have known of the four great hymns of Christmas, the song of Zacharias, which is called the Benedictus, the song of Mary, which is called the Magnificat, the song of the angels, which is called the Gloria in Excelsis, and the song of Simeon, which is called the Nunc Dimittis in Latin, Now Let Your Servant Depart. How glad we are for Luke's contribution, and how we thank God for the third gospel. I'm Ronnie Stevens, and this is Rampart. Visit us, if you will, at rampartpublications.com.